Benedictus es Domine
April 2019, Wednesday of the fifth week of Lent. Daniel 3:14-21, 49, 91, and 92, and 95. Nebuchadnezzar addressed them, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, "Is it true that you do not serve my gods, and that you refuse to worship the golden statue I have set up? When you hear the sound of horn, pipe, lyre, sitar, harp, bagpipe, and every other kind of instrument, are you prepared to prostrate yourself and worship the statue I have made? If you refuse to worship it, you will be thrown forthwith into the burning fiery furnace. Then which of the gods could save you from my power?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to King Nebuchadnezzar, "Your question needs no answer from us. If our God, the one we serve, is able to save us from the burning fiery furnace and from your power, your majesty, he will save us. And if he does not, then you must know, your majesty, that we will not serve your God or worship the statue you have set up." This infuriated King Nebuchadnezzar. His expression was changed now as he looked at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He gave orders for the furnace to be made 7 times hotter than usual, and commanded certain stalwarts from his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the burning fire furnace. But the angel of the Lord came down into the furnace beside Azariah and his companions. He drove the flames of the fire outwards from the furnace. King Nebuchadnezzar sprang to his feet in amazement. He said to his advisers, "Did we not have these 3 men thrown, bound into the fire?" They answered the king, "Certainly, your majesty." But he went on, "I can see 4 men walking free in the heart of the fire and quite unharmed, and the 4th looks like a child of the gods." And Nebuchadnezzar said, "Blessed be the God of Meshach Abednego. He has angels rescue his servants who, putting their trust in him, defied the order of the king and preferred to forfeit their bodies rather than serve or worship any god but their God." What a wonderful testimony of these 3 men who were not ready to follow a commandment of the king, which was contrast to their faith and would offend the Lord. This attitude of the 3 men, the miracle what God did before the eyes of all, King Nebuchadnezzar could understand. Of course, it was very late. And in the future, he did not do any harm any longer to those 3 men and was taking care of them and gave a wonderful testimony of the Almighty Lord. In this 3 men was, without any doubt, the spirit of strength, like in a lot of martyrs during the time of the church, which are strengthening the church and their testimony. We should know that today in the whole world, according to the religious convictions, the Christians are those who are most persecuted. And if we see the signs of the time in the right way, it can come more. It's not only the Islam, which is militant, which want to kill all or at least refute them which are not accepting the teaching of Muhammad. We also have to face for a certain kind of an antichrist spirit, which is manifesting himself in different ways. He can come in very much closes. He can be aggressive. He can be like a wolf hidden in a lamb. He can hide himself behind the mercy, which is not really understood in the right way. The spirit can come as if he would bring peace and is loving people. But he has in his background always this, what we heard in the text of today, to go away from God and to serve gods of different ways, which have a lot of faces in our times, different from the image King Nebuchadnezzar wanted to be adored. For us Christians, it's most important that this threat also comes out of the world of the politics and can come into the church also as a spirit of relativism. And we have to take care and to resist. There is no more resistance as if we will give our Christian life and live it in holiness, and in this way giving the testimony of Christ, and not to be shy to defend the commandments of God and the authentic teaching of the church. It's not the world what should penetrate our church. No, the message of the gospel should come to all people. The message of the Lord didn't change. The outside conditions in the world might have been changed, but not the word of God. So the three men, they have a very strong message for us. Nothing is more important as to be in obedience to God. Never deny the Lord, and even if all power is against us. We know very well that we cannot do this out of our own power. Therefore, we should pray often for the spirit of strength. Always when we notice that our faith is not strong enough, if we don't confess it or defend it, because we have fear before authorities, different arts, or we are in danger to make compromises, then we should always ask the spirit of strength to be with us. Also that we can be prepared for things which are coming to us. The wonderful testimony of faith and the faithfulness of the three men, together with the miracle what God did to see this, should strengthen us to be faithful to the Lord, whatever will happen, and to refuse all what the devil wants to do, in which way he ever will come. We have to resist.
The Gradual of today sings a part of the third chapter of Daniel. Blessed are those who fathom the abyss, enthroned on the winged creatures, blessed in the expanse of the heavens, glorified forever.